Nearly dying was the best thing that ever happened to me. In March 2009, I had a motorcycle accident in Thailand. I fractured my skull, my spine, my ankle, my knee, my shoulder, my elbow, broke 3 ribs, perforated my lungs, and had a brain hemorrhage, all in the middle of nowhere, deep in the jungle. How did the day start? Well, where do I begin? In Phuket, where my mate Dave and I hired bikes and hit the road. Dave is my best man and a great guy. He has a big heart and a soft soul. Dave looks like an old movie star and has the same style. We wanted to get as far away from civilization as possible. We did that well on dirt roads and forest tracks, along beautiful beaches and through shanty towns. You tend to forget how easily you can kill yourself on a motorbike, especially in Asia. We'd gotten so far from civilization and left all of our worries behind. How quickly that all changed. The sun started to set suddenly. It was beautiful, but I was going too fast and having way too much fun until I got airborne over a ridge, which was awesome. Then I looked down. A giant pothole, and I could not miss it. As much as I braced myself, I was thrown through the air. One end of the handlebars pierced my stomach and opened me right up. I landed and rolled down a ditch, ending up in a pile of bushes covered in blood and guts. Although the accident occurred deep in the jungle, people rushed from everywhere. Classic Thailand. I knew that I'd broken my back straight away, and because I'd perforated my lungs, I couldn't speak. But looking up at this crowd of people who'd come from nowhere, I just kept gasping, "My back! My back!" I did not want them to touch me. I knew I was in real trouble. By the time Dave got to me, this crowd of villagers was all around me. He said that he did not want me to see him because he did not want me to see the look on his face. My head was split wide open and my eyes kept filling with blood. It was dark and I could see the stars above the shadows. Then a man in a uniform appeared. I do not know if it was a policeman or security or who it was to this day. I gasped for air and pleaded, my back, don't touch me. The man in uniform said, okay, okay, we get ambulance. Just as I relaxed, they picked me up and put me in the back of a flatbed truck. No, I screamed. I spent 40 minutes in the back of that truck on a bumpy dirt road, up and down mountains, open from head to toe. Literally. I had 4 fantastic Thai people holding me down, waving smelling salts under my nose as I came in and out of consciousness, back and forth from death. I'll never forget the intense pain. I remember looking at the stars, but my eyes kept filling with blood. I wondered if I would ever walk again. I wondered if I would die. It was like I was going down a tunnel. All the people I've ever known either side of me, waving goodbye, then back and forth, back and forth. They first took me to a public hospital, and I was still conscious but gasping. Insurance. I have insurance. I knew not having insurance or enough money to pay up front might leave me on a hospital waiting room floor, so I took out the maximum coverage. Thank God. Thank everyone. Once they heard that, I was magically transferred to a brand new 5-star private hospital, and I awoke 2 days later. I opened my eyes and a voice spoke to me. I didn't know where it came from, but it was my own voice. This will be the best thing that's ever happened to you. I know that if I'd awakened with the opposite thought, that it wouldn't be the best thing that ever happened to me, or anything negative, I would still be in a wheelchair today, or dead, as many specialists believe that I should be, one or the other. The power of positive thinking helped me survive. It saw me walk again when many doctors thought that I would not. It saw me out of intensive care in Thailand 3 months later and out of a wheelchair and off crutches within 12 months.